Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need, all in one app. So don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Baseball is back, and the first pitch is on Netflix. The New York Yankees, led by 7-time All-Star Aaron Judge, head to the San Francisco Bay to take on Rafael Devers' San Francisco Giants. This season kicks off with one exclusive opening night game. Watch MLB Opening Night, the New York Yankees versus the San Francisco Giants, live on Netflix. Wednesday, March 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
Score more with the college-branded Venmo debit card and earn up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash. Got paid back? With the Venmo debit card, you can instantly access your balance and spend on what you want, like game day snacks, gear, tickets, and more. The more you do, the more cash back you can earn. Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance. Sign up now at Venmo.com/collegecard. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Select schools available. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply at Venmo.me/stash terms. Max $100 cash back per month.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. A Tuesday podcast for you. A very special podcast because Al has a big announcement to make at the end. So don't go anywhere. At the end, a very special announcement
from
yes. Al Dukes.
The good YouTube tease, Jerry.
Yeah.
You make people furious, though, when they get to the end and I've got nothing.
No.
I don't have a big announcement.
Well, don't say that.
Oh, coming up.
Can I just say one thing real
sure.
quick? I would like to praise a place that I don't usually like going to. But I will tell you that I went to a Jiffy Lube in Howell, New Jersey yesterday.
Okay.
So my son had to go play golf for his high school team. And I wasn't driving back and forth. So I was going to sit in the parking lot and do some work on the laptop. And I decided I needed an oil change. So I Googled one close by. This was the most efficient Jiffy Lube I have ever gone to. And they didn't try and upsell me on anything.
They didn't show you your differential fluids?
Except for the
air filter.
The cabin filter.
Cabin filter.
To when he pulled it out. And he's like, yeah, the only thing, you know. And it was a little dirty. He's like, you know, the cabin filter. I'm like, no. Like, I'm
yeah,
good.
I could change that.
He goes, no problem.
$8.
He didn't argue. He was great.
Good.
It was such a, I figured you would appreciate that.
I love an efficient oil change.
Yeah, I was in and out in like 9 minutes of that place.
I have a place by me. It is perfect. They don't even look at your air filters.
Oh, it's great.
They don't look at anything. They're not, they just want to sell you oil and the oil filter.
They just do that's their it. Job that you come in for.
Right.
So this is pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's, I wanted to throw that out there.
That's good. It's good to know.
Yes.
I always felt like I could run a Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, you just, now this is the part that does suck. I do think selling the extra stuff is important.
I think you're right.
You know, even though, I mean, how much do you think? So as you know, I got a Prius now, and the oil, I'm not even sure what the hell type of oil it is. I looked under it, I'm like, all right, that's not 5W30. I don't know what it is. How much do you think the oil change for that was?
$70.
$125.
Damn.
Now, I don't think that's nuts because I know synthetic oil changes are expensive. I guess my oil was apparently a little
super
more
synthetic.
Apparently, $124 and change. Yeah, I was surprised by that.
We got to get a lift for your driveway.
I agree.
Start doing oil changes.
I started looking into them.
You and I will start doing them.
I'm looking for safety lifts.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Got a message, Jerry, from a fan. Oh, hi there. TJ here reporting live from the sun deck on the Norwegian Escape Cruise Line.
Nice.
Longtime fan, 10 plus years. I listen to the podcast every day on my way to and from work.
Okay.
I went to the gym this morning on the boat and was happy that the ship Wi-Fi allowed me to listen. I also found a Yacht Rock Essentials playlist and found Cool Change. Just thought you'd appreciate it. I'd similarly appreciate a shout-out on the next podcast. Thanks in advance. See ya from the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. It is the Gulf of America now, just so he knows.
What's his name?
TJ.
TJ.
TJ, yeah. Thank you for listening.
So where's he going to? That sounds lovely.
Yeah, on a Norwegian cruise.
Good for him. I'm not a huge cruise guy.
Yeah.
I've gone on a couple. We had a good time, mostly with the, you know, with the kids, it's fun. But I'd much prefer, it's just me, I'd much prefer to go to like a beach resort.
Yeah, I think that's the move.
And be there for the week. And my son, my younger son, loves the cruises. Him and his buddies go like 3 times a year. Like they really enjoy it.
I think that would be a cool thing to do with a group of friends.
Well, that's, there's like 5 of them, I think, that go.
You get whatever you want, food, you go, drinks.
And they like the casino.
Casino, there's, you see groups of girls around, groups of guys. That's perfect.
All true. But I don't know that I want to do that anymore.
Yeah. On that last cruise I was on a couple of years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, well, this was a mistake.
Yeah, that was the Alaskan cruise?
No, that was cool. This was the, I didn't really think about cruising out of Bayonne.
Oh, that's right. It was choppy.
It was choppy. There were a lot of, I was not anonymous on the cruise, Jerry. All my fans followed me. I don't like to be around a lot of people, and here I am.
Around a lot of people.
On a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you go to a resort, you can get a chair away from people. You got your own plate. Yeah,
yes.
I hear you.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm very confused by why are some airports, the TSA line goes into the, wraps around the airport and goes into the next
state. Others are empty. I don't know. I guess it's who's calling out and who's not. I don't know. That's a great question.
Now, I did tweet this question out.
Okay.
And some of the people said, hey, you idiot, don't you think more airports are busier than others? I do, but I also think the busier the airport, the more agents you have that could help. So, of course, a smaller airport would have less TSA agents, more. And then a couple different people, this is why I think this must be true, said that some of the supervisors are encouraging them not to go to work.
Right.
Which, by the way, if you're not getting paid,
I wouldn't go either.
I wouldn't go to work either.
I thought that, too. Like, a lot of people are getting mad that they're not showing up.
Yeah.
Well, if no paycheck is coming in, what are you going for?
That makes no sense.
So, unless... I don't know. I was going to say, unless they're going to back time your pay and they're not going to dock you, you know, it's not like you're working for free. You're just working on a delayed paycheck until the year. But that's also dicey, too, because how do you pay your bills? A lot of people need that paycheck.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody who works in the government and has been involved in government shutdowns before, and he said that normally what happens is when they negotiate to come back, they negotiate back pay.
Okay.
But if you're needing that money, you may not get it for a few months, you know. So, and I think you probably get it whether you show up or not.
Oh,
I think, I don't know.
I needed to get settled selfishly because I do have to travel next week.
Yeah,
and I'm not on a charter. Like I have to go to the airport, And I don't want to show up 5 hours before the flight.
That sounds ludicrous.
But what I saw, not that I'm going to JFK, but what I saw this morning at JFK was frightening.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything crazy at Newark.
I haven't either yet, but...
But I don't know why. Like, why? Why haven't I seen that at Newark?
I don't know. They're showing up to work for some reason.
I saw the one in Atlanta, I think it was. It was like...
A mess.
Wild stuff. Yeah, Florida, different Florida airports.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. And unfortunately for me, I got to go to Vegas. It's too far to drive. I ain't driving there.
No, that's too far.
I would have hopped in a car, you know, if I had to, like I told you, and driven to Chicago. I think I was told it was 11 hours. Not great. I would have done it. I ain't driving to Vegas.
How far is Vegas if you get in a car?
Man, it's got to be. I would, well, assuming you're going to stop to sleep, you can't go straight
can't
through.
Go straight
I would
through.
Think it's got to be at least, if you gave me a guess, I'd say 30 hours of driving. It has to be.
All right, let's see. I'm going to do it from New York City. Oh, my God. 40 to 42 hours.
So it's longer. Okay. I said 30 hours. 40 hours of driving. That's a lot, man.
So that 4 to 5 days of driving if you drive 8 to 10 hours a day. Wow.
Yeah. You'd have to drive 13 hours each day to get there in 3 days.
You know what's wild about, we talk about oil changes you brought up right at the start. Even if you do your oil change every 3,000 miles. Driving from New York City to Las Vegas, 42 hours in the car.
Yeah.
2,500 miles. You still wouldn't even need an oil change.
That is true. But you will when you get back.
Yes, you'll definitely need one when you get back.
You will need it when you get back. There's no doubt.
I have a couple things coming up, Jerry, where...
How many miles was it? Did it say? This says it is... So is that like...
2,533.
2,500 miles? Yeah. You just said
Vegas,
that.
To Vegas, yeah.
Okay. So it'd be 5,000 miles round trip.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. A lot.
I have a couple things coming up in my very near future that I was curious, do I need to give a tip?
Oh, God, I hate
And I did ask AI and got the answers from AI.
Okay.
So I have two things in particular. I have a tomorrow, Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Sure.
Is coming to my home to fix a crack in the windshield. Yep. They're not replacing the windshield. Crack in the windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I asked AI. I have Safe Light Repair. They're coming to my home.
And I'm sure that said you don't tip them.
Correct.
Yeah, I would give the guy $20. If he did it in a nice timely manner, showed up on time and did a good job, I'd give him $20.
$20.
Apparently, I'm the idiot, though, because when we did this a few weeks ago, no one tips anybody.
Yeah, they said they have a term for the type of business,
I know that guy's getting paid,
but
I am not leaving my house.
Right.
He's coming over and doing it in the driveway. He's probably not even going to ask to use the bathroom. You offer him water. Nope, I'm good. Got my own stuff.
Yeah.
He's out there listening to his music, does his thing, and an hour later, all right, I'm all good. Sign here. I give him $20.
Yeah.
At least 10 to go get lunch or something.
Yeah. That's what the AI said. No, they're not expecting to be tipped. Many people don't. Occasionally, if you felt the guy went out of his way, $20.
Right. If the guy is like an a-hole, he still does the job, but he's rude. I'm not giving a tip.
Yeah.
Like that to me, I always tell you about the Dunkin' Donuts that I go to now on Sundays. The guy is so friendly there. I have changed my routine to go to that Dunkin' Donuts because the customer service is so good. You know, I don't mean to companies, but I left cell phone carriers because of the customer service that I dealt with. That to me means everything. And to me, this is no different. The guy comes over, does a good job. He's polite. He's pleasant. I give him a tip. You're an a-hole. You're not getting a tip.
Yeah.
Two teams. One cup. The primetime stage is set for the TGL presented by SoFi Finals. Los Angeles Golf Club versus Tigers Jupiter Lynx. Keep up. It's playoffs. Tune in Monday, March 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2. And Tuesday, March 24th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and on the ESPN app.
I went to there's a local small bakery in town, and they also have a coffee machine, like one of those espresso machines. And I went in there the other morning after the gym, and I wanted an Americano, which is a espresso with hot water. The girl working that thing was so pleasant, Jerry. I thought she was hitting on me. If she wasn't 35 years younger than me, I would have thought this girl's looking to go on a date. That's how maybe friendly.
Maybe you reminded her of her dad.
You know, you remind me of my grandfather.
No, I didn't say that. I said your dad.
But you're right. That goes a long way to, even like when I ordered some bread in this bakery as well. And they go, what's your name? And then everyone in that place throughout the rest of my time in there used my name.
Look at that.
Al, your bread is ready. Al, she'll get you hooked up with your Americano.
It made you feel special.
It did.
Yeah, I know.
And that is what tipping is for.
I agree.
Right?
Good service. I'm with you. Kim and I went out to dinner the other night, and we were in the bar area, but we weren't sitting at the bar. And I said to her, I'm like, look at the bartender. She looks miserable. And just didn't look like she wanted to help anybody. Yeah, she did, obviously. But it's like, I don't know. Do you want to, like, that's your money you're giving them.
Yeah.
Smile. Fake it. I know everybody's got something going on, but when you're at work, do your best to try and get through it.
Because it's the automatic tipping now. That's the thing that's throwing it off. You used to have to, like,
earn it.
Like, oh, I have no interest in talking to this person, but I'm going to turn on the personality, and here we go.
Give me a salesperson.
Yeah.
Is very true.
All right, so I think I'm with you on that one. Safe light repair, safe light replace.
Okay, what's the next one?
This comes here in a timely manner.
Yeah. Today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Second one. I went to a place. So this is not somebody's, I didn't see like their card at a coffee shop.
Okay.
I went to a place that gives music lessons. And I have booked.
This is the place you were telling me about. Yeah.
I've booked a place where I am taking piano lessons. I'm going to this place. This is not this person's home. They're not coming to my home. I'm going to this place to take piano lessons. Do I tip each week of my piano lesson? I did ask AI, but what do you think, Jerry?
I could only liken it to when my son goes for golf lessons.
That's a good one.
I don't tip the guy because I know that's the side business as an assistant pro in the shop. The golf club gets none of that money. That all goes to him.
Mm.
So I don't. I hand him the cash. I don't think anything of it. I don't know in that situation if you're paying him directly or he's getting all that money or if he's splitting it with the business. Is he getting $20 an hour? That's a great question.
Yeah, so I pay the business. Now, multiple AIs that I asked said, no, you do not tip piano lessons.
Okay.
But that is a professional job that does not get tipped. The end of the year, if you're still going,
I like that.
Maybe a Christmas gift.
Sure.
Of some sort of gift card or something like that would work.
Okay.
So I was excited that I asked two tipping questions, and both said no tip required.
Right.
But I'm thinking the safe light guy, if he gets there early enough, because they said noon to 5.
Yeah.
If he gets there early enough, and I can also go to the gym that day, tip.
He gets a tip for not ruining your day.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. Like, even when we have the pest company come in, we have one guy that there's a few guys that rotate, but the guy we've had lately is like so courteous. He comes in, takes his shoes off, doesn't want to track anything through. He wants to make sure there's no pets. So if he goes outside, is the door open? He couldn't be a nicer guy. That guy gets $10.
Yeah.
And I know people say you shouldn't, but you know what? He's going the extra mile to where he could come in like a sour ass and be like, I'm an exterminator. God, what is your problem? Right? But he's not. Seems like he genuinely likes his job. He's doing it efficiently and quickly. You know, so I give him a couple bucks. I don't see anything wrong with that. I gave a guy, how about this one? So the other night I got gas, 3 o'clock in the morning. It was freezing out. This was last week, last Thursday night. I forget what night, but it was I would say twice a week I stop at Wawa and I get coffee. So this one particular night, it was cold out. The guy's washing my windows at 2:55 in the morning.
Yeah. That's nice.
I gave him $2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, part of me felt like a cheap ass, $2, but that's all I had, but I also figured it was $2 for 30 seconds of what he did.
Right.
I just thought,
and most people don't even tip on that.
Right. I just thought to acknowledge him.
Yeah,
as someone,
nice.
I used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to appreciate when, even if it was 50 cents, so you get a soda in the machine, I appreciated when people would give me something.
Yeah.
So I did that. I'm sure you're probably not supposed to do that either, but I did.
Yeah. Well, there are some people that don't live in New Jersey that think you should tip the gas guy every time you get gas.
Right, because they're used to doing it themselves.
Right.
Right now, new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $250 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $250 in bonus bets just for getting started. And when every possession matters in the playoffs, FanDuel makes it easy to get closer to the action. From player props on your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up, FanDuel puts player research right at your fingertips so you can check stats, trends, and matchups all in one place and make your picks with confidence. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Yeah, well, that I'm not doing.
Speaking of the gas guy, you know they say like the number one thing, if your check engine light goes on,
yeah,
that the number one thing and the very first thing to check is your gas cap,
yes,
on tight enough?
Correct. Every time I've done that, it's not been the case.
Oh, really?
Nope. Every single time in the last like 15 years I've been driving,
yeah,
check the gas cap. I check the gas cap, not the gas cap. Instead, it's, you know, a major repair.
Yeah. It's the actual engine.
Mm-hmm.
But, and on the gas caps, when you put them on, it says turn past the click.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn till it clicks. I will tell you that 9 out of 10 times, they don't turn it until it clicks on,
oh,
my,
really,
car. Every time.
That's interesting.
And my lights never come on. And I always think when I get to my location, I'm going to tighten my,
yeah,
gas
and you
cap.
Forget.
I never do.
Yeah. You're good. You're okay.
Yeah.
How about the cars that don't even have the gas cap anymore?
Yeah, I had a Ford Escape I had a 2007 and a 2010 Ford Escape.
Okay.
No gas cap. Hmm. You just opened the thing and then,
yep.
I wonder if they're still keeping that up.
They do. Yeah, yeah. My dad's car has that. Or at least his last car had that.
And then there was another time in like when we had gas crisis in the late 70s.
And people were siphoning the gas out of people's cars. Yeah, they put the locks on them.
Yeah. I remember my mother, every time we would go to the gas, yep, station, she would have to give them the gas cap key and, yeah, then remember to get the key back before you drive off.
I dealt with that in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Like they were still making gas caps with keys.
Yeah.
And it was annoying, especially if... So for like a, for instance, you'd be busy, you'd be running around and you would say, you know, guy would get out of his car. What do you need? Hey, fill it up regular. And he would go inside to get some cigarettes or to talk to the mechanic. And you're running around, then you go to open, oh, the key. Where's the key? And he's got it in his pocket. I mean, then you got to go inside. You got, yeah, four other cars waiting. What a pain in the ass that was. And then here's the other good one. Is the button, the push button to open the gas cap, and,
yes,
no one knows, the,
yes,
people couldn't find it. And then you're in between their legs looking for this gas cap. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I remember that many, many times.
How many people would park on the wrong side?
Often, but I actually would never have an issue stretching the pump across the back of their trunk.
Okay.
Like, hey, you want to move it or you want me to? Nah, just put it on. Okay, that's fine. Some people would refuse to.
Yeah.
Had to be on the right side. And it's probably dangerous to pull it across. I don't
probably
know. But we used to just pull it to the other. It was just easier.
I saw one the other day that was stretched. This was at Costco. It was stretched all over the guy's car. And then I was like, wow, how did he get that in that damn gas tank?
Yeah, it's a long pump.
Yeah. Do you think we'll ever have pump your own gas in New Jersey?
I do. I mean, I never thought we'd have weed or gambling. So why couldn't we pump our own gas?
Right. So you would have thought, if I would have said to you,
put these in order
20 years ago, put in order which we're going to get smoking weed and buying it wherever you want in New Jersey, gambling on anything you want in New Jersey, or start pumping your own gas.
Yeah, pumping gas would have been first by a long margin. Yes. And that was wrong. And here we are still having to wait for someone to come out.
Ah, it's the worst.
I know.
I really would love to pump own gas. Man.
So would I. That's why I like it when I go on trips and I'm out of state. It's a pleasure to just pull in, get your gas, and get the hell out.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
But what do you what's the etiquette if you're doing that? Because at least now, like in New Jersey, when someone pumps your gas, you pull up, the process is starting, you go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing it the other way, where you're pumping your own gas, you're probably pumping the gas, waiting with it.
No.
Oh, you said
I lock the door. I will set it on slow, and I'll go in.
Oh, there's a slow setting?
Yeah, there should be a slow, medium, and a fast.
Oh.
Some will only have one, but what we used to have was a slow, a medium, and a fast. When I drove to Penn State, I stopped at a place when I couldn't find my wallet.
Yeah.
That pump had a slow, medium, fast. So that one worked out well.
So then you go in while it's pumping.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you pump, you go into the store, and now you're taking up a pump spot.
That is true. But it also depends on where you're at. If you're at one of these places that's got 19 pumps, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, that's true.
You go into a small place that's got two pumps, then at that point I will wait, and I will then pull a car up to go in.
Yeah.
It depends on, it just depends.
Hmm. I really hate when I shut my car off and they ask me to move up.
Yeah.
And I have to start the car again to move up 3 inches. That pisses me off.
Oh, well, that's your fault for not parking properly.
I feel like I line up pretty properly.
Okay.
And they're like, I'm gonna move it. Or they'll go like, oh, this pump's no good. Next pump.
Well, that's not their fault.
But you got to put the paper bag on the handle of the pump that says.
That is a good sign that it ain't working.
I do get confused like when I go on the parkway at 3 a.m. and all the pumps are open.
Right.
And like, where do I go? I don't want to annoy the guy.
Right. Then the other guy's like, just go over there. Go over there. Yeah. Go over there. Okay, good. I can stay on my phone.
Yes.
The one thing, too, about that's funny, is you will see, especially on the parkway, where people will go where they see a car already. So one poor schmuck is working three cars, and everyone else is just watching them.
Yeah.
Like, can someone come help this guy? You're getting paid.
It's not my island.
Yes, I know. And they don't. And they sit there. So.
Hmm.
Is that the big announcement that you like the gas stations on the parkway?
Correct, yeah.
Right.
Because I feel safer there at 3 a.m.
Big announcement from Al Dukes.
Mm-hmm.
Parkway gas at 3 a.m.
I'm more confident.
Yes.
Although, like this morning, I got gas this morning.
Yeah.
And it was probably around like 3:20, 3:25 a.m. A regular looking girl pulls up in a car getting gas. Like, what are you? It's
Al, I went to Wawa. Tuesday. It was one of the days I went this morning to Wawa. Because I had cornhole last night, and I was out a little bit later than I wanted to. I'm in Wawa. There is a girl ordering a sandwich. I would say around mid-20s to 30.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing at 3? And my first thought is, she a stripper? She didn't look like that. But it's like, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You're ordering roast beef from Wawa.
Like, what on a Tuesday morning.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't make
what
sense.
What are you doing?
Michael.
The only thing I could think of is like when you try to think of like what jobs are all night long, nursing, anybody in a hospital, working a hospital, maybe they
pack
pop
a lunch.
In, but
come on.
I know.
If I had a daughter, I don't want her in Wawa at 3 a.m.
No.
Although
no,
I will
don't.
Tell you, there's very courteous workers in there.
Yeah.
I'm amazed when I go in there how friendly they are. I would think they're miserable working in the middle of the night in a convenience store, and they're great. They're helpful. You're going to use the automatic checkout. You need me. I'm like, no, Mike, it's coffee. I'm good.
They always have hot coffee ready?
Always.
Because there's a couple 7-Elevens down by me. If you stop in at like 3 a.m, no fresh coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Wawa is... Now, you're not going to get the entire selection.
Yeah, but give me one regular hot coffee.
They always have regular and decaf ready to go. And then you can see the specialty coffees are empty, and that's probably more for the morning rush.
Yes.
But there is always coffee ready.
Hmm.
Never a problem.
All right. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. We'll be back here tomorrow on a Wednesday, opening day baseball. We'll be talking baseball. We are really
we will.
Kicking
I'm going to wear my Yankees Daryl Strawberry jersey tomorrow.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have any Yankee gear.
I would think not.
Yeah. You would think not, but I have all the NFL gear for teams
you
I
are
don't
fake.
Root for.
That
yeah,
is true.
I'm a big phony.
So!
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
President Barack Obama.
Virginia, we are counting on you. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for 2 more years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st. Help put our elections back on a level playing field and let voters decide, not politicians. Vote yes by April 21st.
Paid for by Virginians for Fair Elections.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 40% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon. Excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.